College. It's the first time you have total freedom and can do whatever, whenever you want. Don't get me wrong, it's nice, but along with that comes some downfalls. Dorm life is way different than what many students are used to. It's a small place with lots of people, allowing lots of things to happen. Which leads to the question, how does dorm life affect students' health? Think about it. Dorms have hundreds of people living in them. It's like living in a hotel for almost a year. The more people, the more germs that get passed around. It seems very easy to get lots of sicknesses due to this, but I don't want to just give you my opinion of the situation, so I got the opinions of a couple other students.
Since moving into the dorms, I've gotten sick many times, definitely much more than I used to at home. I'm even sick right now. I currently have a bacterial infection, ear infection, tonsillitis, and mono.
Natalie, why do you think living in the dorms have caused you to get sick so much?
I think all these sicknesses are due to the fact that germs are very easily spread in the hallways, through the air vents, and in the bathroom, the community bathrooms.
Is there anything that you're doing to prevent from getting sick again?
I have a very low immune system, so I'm prone to getting sick easier, and the living conditions here are not what I'm used to at home, so I'm getting sick more often. Since getting sick, I have been watching what I touch and not touching my face or mouth, and making sure I wash my hands very frequently.
Many people don't realize how much germs are actually spread everywhere. Even though places like the bathroom get cleaned easily, lots of people still go in and out between cleaning times, making it easy to touch something and touch your face and then spread the germs around. CollegeStats.org put it to the test to really see how much bacteria are in the dorms. Based on the rooms that they studied, it was found that women's dorms have an average of 1.5 million colony-forming units of bacteria and over 6 million in men's. According to the research, the dirtiest areas are the bathroom doorknobs and the bathroom light switches. These are items that are touched multiple times each day. There are many that will use the bathroom and touch the doorknob without even washing their hands. This is the main site of germ pass around, leading to students getting sick. Living in the dorms doesn't just spread germs, but it also impacts students who need specific dietary needs.
The dorm life has affected my health because I have ulcerative colitis, and the dorm food is really hard to eat, and it's hard to find the right foods that fit my medical needs.
The dorms have limited options on food. We have a lot of things that aren't healthy and very few that actually are healthy. Not only is finding healthy food difficult, but it's even harder if you have an allergy to foods. Kylie, what do you normally do since you can't eat a lot of the foods here?
Because of my condition, I can't eat dairy, gluten, tomatoes, red meat, and anything fried. Most of the foods that the dorms serve include these items that I can't have, so I have very limited options of things to eat on campus. Normally, I just eat salads and other stuff that I make in my dorm. I get so tired of eating the same thing over and over because they don't have much foods that fit my needs. And it is not fair that I am having to spend extra money to buy food I can eat when I have a meal plan at school.
How does it impact your health by not getting to eat what you need?
I am tired more often and have to get multiple IVs to give me energy. Living on campus is making me get sick way more than I did at home. It is very frustrating having this happen.
Not only do they not care for Kylie's needs, but some people are vegan or have major food allergies. It would be so difficult for them to find food to eat. If they eat the wrong foods, they can become very sick, but these are many of the other reasons why college students get sick. According to USA Today, many campuses use food as a revenue stream, meaning they will buy the cheapest food possible, which is normally the least healthy. It costs more to have really healthy food, so most campuses don't buy that much of it. This issue causes students to get really sick because they aren't getting the proper nutrients, and also can lead to weight gain from all the fats, carbs, and sugars. Although living in dorms is part of the freshman experience, as you can see from Natalie and Kylie, living in the dorms impact their health in negative ways. The germs and not having the proper foods are big reasons why students get sick.